Psalm 119, verse 9 through 16. The psalmist writes, "Whether withal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." And all God's people said, and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would forgive me that I don't have that joy, that excitement, that treasuring of your word that those people had. Forgive me for taking your word for granted. Forgive me for not treasuring it in my heart. And help me. Help me to see your word as the most precious belonging we have. Help us to treasure it above all other things. And help us to heed it and walk in it so that we would be pleasing unto you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Last week we looked at the first 8 verses of chapter 119. And we said some things about the ministry of the Word. We said that the Word ministers to believers in that the Word produces happiness, holiness, humility, and an honoring of God. And we said without the Word there can be no happiness or holiness or humility or the honoring of God. The second stanza here seems to be dealing with the idea of sanctification. And one of the things that we know from the New Testament is that we are sanctified by the Word. The Word of God has a purifying power to those who are in Christ. The Word is like a mirror that reflects our true image. Don't go to the Bible thinking that you're going to get a pretty picture of yourself. It reflects the reality of who we are. The Word is like a fire that burns the dross, making us purer. The Word is like a pruning knife that cuts for better growth. It is the holy Word of God that is designed to remove from us our unholiness. The Word sets us apart from the pollution of sin unto God and His holiness. The Word is the only thing that can do this. And so when we neglect the Scripture, we also hinder our sanctification. When we avoid the Word of God, we disregard our own purity. Let me share 3 things with you tonight from the text. Number one, let's begin by looking at the important question. The important question. The stanza here, verse 9, begins with a question. And I think it is an important question for us not to only consider, but also to find the answer. Here's the question. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can a young person walk in the way of purity? How can he cleanse His way. I think that's a very rare question. It's typically a question that does not get asked. And because the question is rarely asked, it is rarely thought about and rarely answered. But the psalmist here is making this question an essential question for us to consider. What the world says and what many worldly people in the church say is that young people need to have fun. Young people need to be able to sow their wild oats when they're young. Young people should not be expected to think about purity. You're only young once, after all. Young people should be part of the crowd, not the oddball out. And people in our culture and in our churches, for the most part, think about popularity, not purity. And people are more interested in pleasure than they are purity. So the world is not going to ask this question. And sadly, the church is probably not going to ask it either. The church is not going to stress purity, especially in the young of the church. To us, it sounds just too old-fashioned and outdated for us. But it is a question in the Bible. And it is an essential question. Rare. And that is an indictment on us that it is rare. It is also a responsible question. While this is a rare question, given our culture and our conditioning to the culture, it, however, is a responsible question for some to ask and for some to answer. It is a responsible question for those who truly want to please God. It is a responsible question for those who recognize Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. They may ask that question. Only those who will value purity and only those who will seek after holiness will ask this question. How can a man cleanse his way? It is a responsible question for God's people. Sadly, we have gotten more concerned about our children being happy instead of holy. We are more concerned about our children that they are popular instead of pure. We are more concerned that our children are made much of instead of them making much of Christ. We certainly do not think young people should have to put a priority on purity. It is a rare question, but it is a responsible question for God's people, and I pray a question that is not so rare among those in the church. Secondly, I want you to see the illuminative answer. The important question and the illuminative answer. For someone who is concerned about purity, for someone who is going to ask the question about purity and holiness, the psalmist here gives them a clear and simple answer. If you are interested in purity, if you are interested in holiness, if you are interested in your sanctification, then there is an answer. If you don't ask, then you're not interested in the answer. And the answer is given to us in the second part of verse number 1. How, or whether withal, shall a young man cleanse his way? Question. Answer. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now there are two ways here. Firstly, there is the obedient way. By taking heed to the word of God. How is holiness, how is purity, how is sanctification achieved? Through taking heed to the word. A believer in Christ is to align their beliefs, their thoughts, their conduct, their pattern of life with the word of God. The word of God is that which points us toward purity every time we read it. The Word instructs us in how we are to walk in a way that is pleasing to God. We must read it, we must study it, we must understand it, and we must, above all, obey it. There is only one book that has ever been written that will repeal sin, promote holiness, watch over your soul, and reveal sin in your life. It is the Word of God. And the degree of our purity, the degree of our holiness, and the degree of our sanctification will depend upon our heeding to the Word of God. It is the obedient way that cleanses the way of the young man. Obedience to the Word of God. And then let me say, it's the only way. I do want to remind you that there is no other way that we can follow that will lead us to purity and holiness. There is only one true, correct way. We are not saying that obeying the Word is one of many ways toward purity. What we are saying is that the Word of God is the only way toward purity. We are not to look. Let me stop there for just a second. You know, there have been people who have gotten girls together and they have pledged together that they will remain pure, and they even wear rings only to wind up pregnant. It is the Word of God that we must get in our people for purity to be true. We are not to look for an answer for purity in any other direction. We are not to look to the world. God forbid we look to the world for answers to purity. We are not to look to our culture. We're not to look to the crowd. We are not to look to the majority. We are to look to the Word. And the Word will instruct us in the way of holiness. Now, I want you to think about what we do with our young people. We emphasize fun, we emphasize food, we emphasize fellowship, and we put very little emphasis on the Word in general in churches in America. Is it any wonder that we manufacture self-centered and self-absorbed children? How are we sanctified? By the heeding of the Word of God, and by it alone. Number three. The implementing process. Now, this point's going to be a little bit longer than the first two, so don't get too excited. Here, we are going to be taught how to implement Scripture into our lives. What does the process look like in sanctification, in cleansing, in holiness, in purity? How does that work? How does our walk in purity, and how does that stand out in holiness? Well, there are a few things that I want to give you here, and they're all one-word things, so let me give them to you real quickly. If you'll write them down, I think they'll help you. Number one, devotedness. We have to be devoted to the Scripture. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. There must be a pursuit of knowledge of God and relationship with God. Say amen. The Word of God is that which gives us access to God. The Word of God is not an ends in itself. It gives us access to the ends, which is God. How do we seek after God? In His Word. Daily. Devotedly, definitely. Obedience that does not spring from the love we have for God is simply going to be legalism. It's going to be a duty. It's going to be a list to do. It's going to be keeping the commandments of God. But listen, if it is motivated by loving God in your heart and in your soul, you will be devoted to it. The more you know Him, the more you hear Him, the more you will love Him, and the more you will desire to please Him. It is found in the seeking of God with your whole heart. It's not a half-hearted thing. It is not a shallow thing. It's not a casual pursuit. my whole heart. With my whole heart have I sought Him. Where? Where have you sought Him? In the Scriptures. Where are you going to find Jesus? Where are you going to find Him? In the Scriptures. Did you notice those people said? They brought us Jesus. Why did they bring Him Jesus? In the Word. No matter how committed we may be or how devoted we are, we always have a proneness to wonder. So He says, I have sought Thee with my whole heart. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Although I seek You, although I'm committed to seeking after You, I am prone to wonder. Do we acknowledge how easy it is for us to become distracted? So we pray, God, keep us from wondering. I'm seeking You. I'm seeking You, but I'm so easily diverted. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Devotedness to Scripture. Daily devotedness to Scripture. Number two, discernment. He says here, the Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee. The word hid there is a word in the Hebrew that literally means to treasure. To treasure the Word above all other things. What do you hide? What do you put in a safe? What do you put in a safe, a safety box? Safety deposit box at the bank. What do you put in those things? What do you lock up? What do you hide? Those things that you think are valuable. Those things that you think are precious. Those things that you think are important. Therefore, the Word have I hid in my heart. He's saying here He treasures the Word above all other things. He sees the Word as precious. Do we understand the value of the Word? Is it something that we see as precious? Do we store it up as something that is precious? Or do we throw it over there and next Sunday we'll pick it up? I used to laugh at my grandmother. She had a Bible on her coffee table in the living room, and I used to, in my lostness, I would set my drink on that so I would not put a ring on her coffee table. And every time she came by, she'd take that Coke off and she'd say, don't put anything on the Bible. I would put a book on the Bible. She'd come by, don't put anything on the Bible. And I would laugh at her about that. Should I have? The Word must be put in a safe place and guarded. The Word must not remain on paper. It must be deposited in our hearts. This is a high evaluation of the Word. If you don't treasure the Word, you will be attracted to something else that you will deem more valuable than the Word, and it will consume your time. I have come to see that we probably need to turn the TV off and put more attention on the Bible. Amen? And there doesn't have to be anything on TV. I can spend 2 hours just punching through channels, trying to find something to watch. Say amen. Notice here He says, I have hid, the Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee. Do you know what the goal was of the psalmist? Sinlessness. You say, well, that's unachievable, that's unattainable, that's crazy. It is. But if you don't shoot high, if you don't aim high, you ain't shooting high. Say amen. The desire of his heart was to not sin against God. And so he immersed himself and treasured the Word of God. Number three is desire. He says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. In humility, he comes to the Word. He doesn't come to the Word like some of us do, as those who have mastered it. I know that. I've studied that. I've got that doctrine down. Got it. What did he say? Teach me. This is not a self-taught or a man-taught. This is a God-taught situation. God, teach me. God, show me. God, reveal it to me. God, help me. God, don't let me just merely pick up the surface truths, but take me deeper, take me farther. Let me see the very mind and the heart of God in the Word. He desires to know more. He wants to be taught by God. Let me say this. When we use the Word to prove a point or to prove that we are right, we're missing it. The Word is not to be used to prove a point. The Word is to be used for you to be taught by God. And I would remind you that we don't teach God the text. He teaches us. Number four, declaration. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Notice he equates the Word of God to the mouth of God. The Word is His mouth. The more you speak, I want you to listen to me. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. So, heeding the Word, holiness, purity, sanctification comes through partly declaration. In other words, the more you speak it, the more you will be obligated to keep it. The Word is best kept in the context of a life where the Word is being spoken, sung, taught, shared, witnessed openly and freely. Where the Word is spoken, or where the Word is declared, or where the Word is lifted up, the more likely you are to keep it. Where the Word is marginalized, where the Word is set aside, there will be inevitably a loss of purity and a loss of holiness. Be taught by God and tell others what you have been taught. Say amen. Sometimes we don't speak what the Word says because we're afraid that we will be judged by what the Word says. I'm not going to say that because I actually do that. And I don't want to be judged by my own words. I think Sunday school class should be a discussion. I think our services before we start preaching should be more testimonies of the effect that the Word of God has had on the lives of the people of God this week. Say amen. When you're taught of it, speak of it. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Next, distinguishing. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. What is in the Word should cause God's people to celebrate and rejoice. Just like that. We should be as glad and joyful about the Word as we are about riches. What he says. Do you rejoice in the Word as much as you rejoice in your paycheck? Do you rejoice in the Word as much as you rejoice in your children? Your grandchildren? Your spouse? If you don't rejoice in the Word, you probably won't keep it. It will become boring and cumbersome to you. Next, debating. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Meditate. The Word of God must be meditated upon. It must be debated. It's a turning over and over and over in your mind. It's a pondering of it. It's a thinking upon it. It is an examining. It is a recalling. It is lengthy thoughts. It is wrestling with the text. It is determining how this text fits into your life. This must happen throughout the day. Everything that comes into our mind should be filtered by the Word of God. Don't be in a hurry with the Word of God. Be like a cow. Chew on that cud. Get every bit of nutrients and help out of that you can. Don't be in such a hurry. Meditate upon it. Gaining every drop that you can gain from it daily and hourly. I got help from this little quote. Somebody said, shallow waters tend to run fastest. Amen? Something fast is shallow. Stillness often is found in deep waters. Don't be so fast. Slow down. Get everything out of the text you can. Meditate upon it all day long. And then finally, delight. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. If we delight in the word, that means it will be retained in our hearts. I will not forget thy word. You know what happens with your favorite verses? They get memorized. When you delight in the word, you'll retain the word. Amen? The Word is to become a part of our being. It is to become one with us. Someone said that if you cut Charles Spurgeon with a knife, he would bleed Bible. You'd have to do exploratory surgery on me to find Bible, I'm afraid. The Bible is made a part of our lives as we delight in it, and it becomes a part of our hearts. We won't forget the Word. And so when these things are true, when this process happens in our lives, purity, holiness, sanctification will be the obvious result. And of course, the thing is, if that's true, no wonder there's no purity. No wonder there's no holiness. No wonder there's very little process of sanctification in our lives. We simply don't take the Word of God as being precious. But it is. Amen? It is. And we should come to church. When's the last time you cried when you got your Bible out to read it? Like those people cried. When's the last time you got excited? Because the Bible, like those people did. I'm afraid the blessings upon our country have become a curse. We probably think that's strange. That's foolish. I think it's shameful to me that I don't feel the same way about the Word of God. But I'm praying God will birth it in my heart to a greater degree. and yours as well. Let's stand. Dear Heavenly Father, your word is powerful. It is the sanctifying word of God that makes us purer and holier. But for it to do its work, we must heed it. How can a man have his way cleansed? By heeding the word of God. By being devoted to it. By being delighted in it. By treasuring it. By retaining it. By it becoming part of him. By meditating upon it. By living in the word of God that points us always in the right direction. May you awaken us. May you awaken us to these truths. In Jesus' name and for Christ's sake we pray. Amen.